Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart Talk. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Lord our God has so many wonderful things to say to us people. He loves his own, and he always will. The Lord's track record is perfect. He has done everything possible to get us on board. But Prophet Isaiah says something in chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. He said, he explained that a darkness would cover the earth. A darkness. To hide the light of God from man. Basically, that's the purpose of it. And people would imagine the wrong things, do the wrong things. Psalm chapter 2 says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine the vain things? And then he talked about how they work against Jesus, the Son of God. And this darkness has covered the world. Years ago, the Lord, I knew about the world and the world system. How it's anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-life. And I knew these things. And one day the Lord gave me this a writing called The Other Side of the World. And it was, I started noticing the religious world. And religious pride is the other side of the world that people they're not equipped to watch out for, because it comes in the name of the Lord. But religious pride is deadly. You know, Jesus talked about being hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, he'll spit you out of his mouth. And the Lord didn't say that for nothing. There's a reason God said, put it that way. Anybody that eats something that's nasty, you want to spit it out. If you bite something and it's nasty, you find a way to spit it out. If you're at home and nobody's around, you spit it in the garbage. If you're outside in the woods, you spit it in on the ground. You want that nasty taste out of your mouth. And that's the picture God gave us. He didn't say, if you're lukewarm, I'll gently put you away. No, he said, I will spit you out of my mouth, as if that's the nastiest thing ever. Now, the Lord loves his people, and he cares about us. He wants us to go forward. He paid a high cost, the highest cost possible, the highest cost possible to get us out of our misery, out of the muck and mire of our sin. And so that we could live holy, not just so that we could live forever, but he changed our state of being, gave us life. Beautiful life. And you have to work life. You have to embrace it and act on it. When you act on what you believe, it's faith. When you act on the principles of life, it's faith. It's precious. It's holy. It's good. It's not rotten. Sin is rotten. Many times people allow some things to continue in their lives. They allow some thoughts to continue in their lives. These are allowances. Now, much of the time, people do this by, they just didn't think about fighting it. David said something. He said, the false way I hate. Every false way I hate. He voiced it. He penned it. He wrote it down. And he also said, Lord, create in me a clean heart. creating me a clean. He looked to God to help him out. And he sinned with Bathsheba and killed her husband. He didn't just walk away and ask God to, you know, haphazardly. He didn't just haphazardly repent. He did. He went in prayer. He went and asked the Lord to create in him a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. He saw his need for salvation. We have salvation. I heard a preacher say, you don't have to pray that anymore, but actually you do. The Lord gave us a brand new spirit. But we need to fill that, our hearts, our spirit man, with the Word of God. And whatever's on God's mind need to be on our mind. Whatever's in God's heart need to be in our hearts. We need to be identical to Him. We need to be just like Him. Not in Satan's sense, but in Jesus' sense. We need to. Jesus died so we can live exactly like He does. In our thoughts and opinions and actions. Our habit system. And it's important to know God and to voice His word and to do His word and act on His word. If you do these things, it's going to work. Your life will work. The Lord taught me something about reserve. That's what people hold on to. God said do this, but they hold on to that. Those are reserves. And then He taught me about allowances. When people allow things without thinking about how dangerous it is. And I asked Him the difference. Now, these were years and years, decades apart. When He taught me about reserves in the early 90s, and He taught me about allowances recently, about 2 years ago, maybe three. I said, Lord, what's the difference between reserves and allowances? He said, reserves is what people do on purpose. Allowances is what they do basically by default. This is something they didn't think about. See, I heard a lot of preaching. They say, don't sin. Well, I learned to feel to Jesus. When we get saved, we love God. We enter the kingdom of God. We enter heaven. Now, we're in God's realm. Before, we were in Satan's realm. We acted according to the world system. That's what we knew. That's what we experienced. It was foggy. We didn't see our way right. But when we get saved and believe on Jesus Christ, we have a reference for life itself. And if we follow on to get to know God, then we can live, and we see the world for what it is. We have insight. We have reference for life. And most preachers preach about choosing life. What if preachers preach? Choose life and also learn to reject darkness. Reject darkness. Darkness can't help you. Some people think if you get away with it, you can steal and get away with it. I'm talking about Christian people. They think if you do something, nobody saw you, you get away with it. It's not going to be all right. Because Jeremiah said, any man that get rich is not by right. He said, as a partridge sits on eggs and hatches them out. Partridge will try to hatch eggs that don't belong to them. They'll try to hatch other birds' eggs. But their body temperature ain't right, and they sit on the eggs and they won't hatch. So is any man that get rich and not by right, he'll leave it in the midst of his days, and at his end will be a fool. In other words, the things you do that's wrong, the things that you do outside the box of integrity, things you do that's outside the box of love will not profit you. It will not help you. And you will lose the value of it. Job talked about it. His friends talked about it. Job's friends were accusing Job but they still had enough sense to know that you can't get away with gain that's gotten the wrong way. The world system don't work. In the 80s, I learned this, that you can't trust sin. You have to drive it out of your heart. You have to drive it out of your life. You have to get rid of it. You have to go forward and not backwards. You have to. So there's not much teaching out there about how to reject sin. And good people are trying to live right, but they're not rejecting the doctrine. We're in the position, it took me a long time to see this for what it is, but I used to wonder, why did Israel have to drive out the Canaanites? It's their land, they got to drive it out. They got to drive out the Canaanites and possess their land. Just like we receive Jesus Christ, but we have to drive out the corruption of the world that's within us, in our minds. We have a brand new heart. But we can still desire the wrong things. You have to drive those things out. Drive out the evil desires. Drive out the things that's holding you back. Drive out the reserves that you choose to hold on to. And drive out allowances, the things that's just not quite right, the gray area. Drive it out all the way out of your beautiful, perfect, clean heart. Don't let it be in your mind. Don't let it be in your being. Jesus said it the easy way. He said, if your eyes be full of light, if your eyes be single, your whole body will be full of light. Now, inside your body is your spirit and also your mind. If your eyes are single, if you focus on the Lord to know Him with the intent to learn His word and do it, you will drive every impurity out. My pastor said, when you study the word, demons will fall off your life. You'll get rid of them. I like doing things the easiest way possible because the chances of success is much higher. Now, people can stay up all night trying to write down, pin everything that they're doing wrong. That's the hard way. Say you hate sin, shotgun it. Say you hate all of it. And when something's hard to get rid of, then speak. Rifle it. Just like a sniper would. Rifle it. Shoot it in the center. But when you don't know the secrets that's there, the secret sins, secret thoughts, secret allowances, secret reserves that may be there, shotgun it. Say, I hate every form of sin. And I will do all that's in God's heart. I will do all that God's sake. If you intend to say that and you know it's right, you want to make sure you mean, and you hesitate, what's causing you to hesitate to say that I will do all that's in God's heart? What will cause you to hesitate to say, I hate every form of sin? Even the sin that you would like. If you can voice that you hate it, that's true repentance. If you can say, I hate it, and I don't want it in my life anymore, you can overcome it. But if you can't say you hate it, you already lost. If you just hope you don't sin, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you driving it out, you hating it. And what's going to happen if you don't? When it's time for you to make a sober choice and do something God's way, the enemy's going to pull that string. In the same way that it hesitates you to voice against it, it will hinder you to follow God, because sin hardens the heart. Anything that is sin, it will harden the heart. Anything that will cause compromise will also harden the heart. If you're in life and everything is perfect, you've been made brand new. You studied the word with the intent to do it. You desire to do all of God's word. You speak it, you voice it. And then, when it's time to make a decision, if there's anything that will cause compromise, it'll begin to harden you against what you know you're supposed to do. And it can even be a challenge to rebuke it. I know when I'm talking, these things are out there, they're real. And this is why, when you're clean, it's easy to stay clean. You have a desire to stay clean. You have a reference for life. You want more life. The problem is, the challenge is, people don't always know how to overcome their intense desires and their habit system. It's not always easy to just walk away from what you're used to doing. It's just a coping mechanism. It's more than just a habit system. It's something that you do as a lifestyle. But I'll put it this way. Adam in the garden, there was no sin. There was a tree that represents the things that you got to reject. There are so many things you just got to reject. It's just the way it is. Anything that's wrong, anything that would get you, you have to get out of life to do it. You have to walk away from the love of God, the life of God, the intents of God to do this thing. It takes a measure of hatred to walk away from it. You got to have enough hatred to break the bonds of love and proceed. You can't proceed. You cannot proceed unless there's a leaven of hatred. It's a small amount, but it's sin. And it will hold you back from choosing to follow through with what God say do. In His word, in His mission that he's given you, the callings He give you. I know most people that are apostles, they don't want the stigma of being different. And they hide behind pastors. And I see in my ministry, one of the gifts God gave me was discerning spirits. And you can also discern sometimes I just know what God called people to be from the inside. Just like I know what spirit is on somebody. I don't go around seeing spirits on people, but if it's important for me to see something, God will show it. I know what it is. And then I know what to do from there. Sometimes I say something, sometimes I don't. It's just whatever God wants me to do and how to handle it, that's when I handle it. And I'm saying these things because great works of God are shut down because people have not dealt with their reserves and their allowances. They have not driven out all the Canaanites out of their heart and mind. And God can't use them but so far until they do. And he taught me these things. That's why I'm saying this. And it's so easy to do it. First, if you can voice that you hate something, you can kill it. Joshua didn't get finished driving out the Philistines and the Canaanites. The Philistines stayed and they're still a problem. They're the Palestinians today. They're descendants of the Philistines. They never had a right to be in that land, but they're there. And that's their home to them.